The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd who's willing to lay down his life to protect the sheep. And that picture, we picture, you've got the sheep and you've got the shepherd and you've got the bad guys out there that are trying to get the sheep. And I think sometimes what we don't realize is our worst enemy is right in here. My own heart is deceitful. My own heart is treacherous. My own heart is rebelling against God. And so Jesus came to rescue me from that, to take my sin upon himself, to lay down his life for a rebel like me, so that I can enjoy abundant life with him. That's what we remember as we take communion, the Lord's Supper, the bread and the juice, reminding us that Jesus laid down his life. His physical body was crucified on a Roman cross, because that's what I deserve. The wrath of God was poured out on him, because that's what my rebellion against a holy God warrants. And he took that in my place. So I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to serve you the bread and the juice. We'll take a moment to reflect, to remember what it is that Jesus did for us, what it cost him to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us, to make us new. Let's thank him and let's remember him. Jesus, you came to die for me, a sinner, who was an enemy, hostile against you and destroying myself. Jesus, you took the punishment that I deserve, paid the price in full, covered me with your life, with your blood, and rescued me. Thank you. Father, thank you for sending your only Son to be the good shepherd who looks death in the eye and doesn't run away, but drinks the bitter cup of the wrath of God against my sins and pays the price in full. We want to say thank you for the rescue that we enjoy, for the abundant life that we enjoy today because of the cross, because of what was done there. Thank you for this bread. Thank you for this juice that points our attention back to Jesus, back to what he did for us, the cost that was paid and offered to us today as a free gift. We say thank you in Jesus' name. O great shepherd of stray sheep, who laid down his life for us while we were enemies, who purchased us with his blood to make us yours, your prized possession, whom you treasure. We treasure you. We say thank you. And we enjoy this abundant life that you have secured for us. Jesus, thank you. His body broken for you. Eat. His blood shed for you. Drink.